With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The House has passed a $1 trillion funding bill that will end the partial government shutdown.
By a narrow margin, House lawmakers approved appropriations bills to fund most of the government through the end of the fiscal year. The package included a temporary spending measure for Homeland Security funding that will allow Congress to negotiate changes to immigration enforcement operations. Democrats have demanded changes for ICE and Border Patrol agents following the unrest in Minneapolis. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Iran's president says he has instructed his country's foreign minister to pursue what he calls fair and equitable talks with the U.S. in the event a summit does come together in Turkey. But former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's not holding out much hope for a new deal involving Iran's nuclear program.
We've had a deal with the Iranians multiple times. They have cheated and lied and avoided compliance with every deal they've signed. I watched President Trump. I was there. I recommended to the president that he withdraw from the previous nuclear deal that we had agreed to under President Obama. I think they may come away with some set of understandings.
Secretary Pompeo spoke to reporters today in Dubai. That's where he's attending the World Governments Summit. President Trump supports the new decision at Homeland Security to have ICE officers wear cameras.
They generally tend to be good for law enforcement because people can't lie about what's happening. So it's generally speaking, I think 80% good for law enforcement. But if he wants to do that, I'm okay with it.
NASA's long-awaited moonshot with astronauts is off until at least March because of a hydrogen fuel leak. Arizona State University space professor Lori Leshin.
It's not a big deal if we don't get to launch in February. We're going to launch when we're ready. That's the key.
On Wall Street, about 20 minutes away from the close, the Dow was down 173 points. The NASDAQ up by 394. This is SRN News. People of faith being asked about political violence.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that majorities of all religious groups believe political leaders failing to condemn violent rhetoric of their own followers leads to violence. People of faith also believe that false or misleading information and images generated by AI that spread on social media contribute a lot to violent actions in society. The poll also finds that majorities of all religious groups oppose the public display of hate symbols. Michael Harrington reporting.
Young Jews in Morocco are flocking to classes designed to revive Jewish culture in a country that once had a very large Jewish population. According to the latest data, 99% of Jews of Moroccan heritage today live elsewhere. After major migrations in the 20th century, only about 2,500 Jews remain in the entire country. This is SRN News. The Clintons have agreed to testify in a House investigation into Jeffrey Epstein.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer has been advancing criminal contempt of Congress charges against both former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton for defying a congressional subpoena to testify in the panel's investigation into convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein donated to Bill Clinton's 1992 presidential campaign and Hillary Clinton's joint fundraising committee ahead of her 2000 Senate campaign. The former president had a well-documented relationship with Epstein in the late 1990s and early 2000s. Ben Thomas, Washington.
PepsiCo is cutting prices on Lay's, Doritos, Cheetos, and Tostitos chips in an effort to win back consumers. Fed up with the rising prices, PepsiCo has leaned on price increases in recent years as the cost of packaging and ingredients was on the rise. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.